Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of, you guessed it, News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a special report. One of my favorite things to do is to browse the headlines. So we'll call this the Headline Scan Report. And I'm sure there's plenty of headlines that you will get amused by. Hopefully we can have a little fun with this, but I'm looking at the Stormer, I'm looking at Blacklisted News, Jewish, the Algeminer, a Jewish site, the Guardian, which is, it's just a ridiculous, and then the Jerusalem Post, the Times of Israel. Get a load of the name of this site's name. The Kahila News Israel. And, of course, Natural News. Looking under the Stormer this week, I see on this day, some of the headlines we see. Yes, Newsweek, the Jews are behind the weed industry. It's not a theory. It's a simple statement of fact. Another interesting headline here is the spick who murdered Kate Steinle sentenced to parole with time served. Isn't that wonderful? Just imagine, dear listener, imagine you just go out and shoot a woman in the back. What do you think would happen to you as a white man or a white woman? Do you think the death penalty would be put upon you? I believe it would. There's something wrong. France, number of cars set on fire increases. Expert says it's playful. Yes, not only is it playful, but who will profit from what's going on with setting all those cars on fire? Can you say Jewish? I know you can say Jewish. Come on, you can say it. Don't be afraid. You can say it. Jewish. Say it with me now. Ready? Jewish. See, I told you you could say it. Ready? So let's say it again. Jewish insurance companies. Oh, yes, now that all these cars have been set on fire, we must raise the insurance. And the, say it with me, ready? Jewish insurance companies will profit. Isn't that interesting? That's just one of the many advantages the Jews have with terrorism all over the place. You wonder why they promote it? Look at Lucky Larry Silverstein. He just made another $75 million out of the blue from the World Trade Centers. This was just an overspill. But he and his compadre, who bought the buildings and put them on for double indemnity for terrorism on each building, he made billions. And Larry was so lucky that every day he went onto one of those towers, every single day he went up to the top of that tower and ate breakfast. It just so happens, though, I mean, we're talking, you can see God's hand in this, can't you? You certainly can. Just this one day on 9/11/2001, Larry, who is a race-mixed Jew and has all kinds of mental problems, also has skin problems because you can't keep mixing the races and not have a bunch of problems. And he just happened to have an appointment on the very day that 9/11 happened. I mean, it wasn't like he could have said, listen, I eat breakfast at the top of that building every day at 9 o'clock Why don't we make the appointment for 10:30? What do you say? No, this appointment just had to be taken. So Larry couldn't eat his breakfast at 10:30. Instead, he just miraculously missed getting in all sorts of troubles on 9/11. But, you know, the billions weren't enough for Lucky Larry. 75 more million he has now, just recently. I mean, if you're a billionaire, you definitely need more, right? Listen to this. Iranians name CIA architect of failed regime change attempt. Twitter blocks account of German leftist satire magazine because of new insane censorship laws. Oh, yes. You know Colin Flaherty's channel? I just went to go on it, and it's gone. They shut him down. Obviously, reporting black on white crime is hateful. In other words, we should ignore it and pretend it's not happening. And then it would just go away. But of course, it couldn't go away because the cause of it in the first place is white racism. Like I said, every day when we wake up as white people, before we even urinate in the toilet, the first thing we think about is, how can I hold the blacks back today? You believe that, don't you? I know the blacks believe it. but do you? Do you believe it? Do you believe I have any time to try to hold black? And even if I had the time, how would I hold them back? How could I do that? Can you tell me how we could do that? Because I don't know how. I'm too immersed in my white privilege. And if you believe that one too, and I know the blacks do, I mean, you know, I got an ocean to sell you. Fallout from Paris Accords pull out. 22 die from cyclone bomb. Canada. Two planes crash into each other on the runway. Now, that's what I call news on a plane, it says. Oh, listen to this one. I like this one. Maybe we should look at this article for a second. Listen to this. Roy Moore's accuser's house burns down. Arson suspected. Let's take a little look. Maybe we'll just take a little gander at this one. If you know, because we're free to do whatever we want here, you know what I mean? And if you're enjoying it, we're having a few laughs together, don't worry about it. I'll read a little of the article. Roy Moore accuser Tina Johnson lost her home Wednesday in a fire that is now under investigation by the Ottawa County Arson Task Force. Tina Johnson, who first came to public notice for accusing Senate candidate Roy Moore of grabbing her in his office in the early 90s, said her home on Lake Mary Louise Road in Gadsden caught fire Tuesday morning. You mean fire caught it? After neighbors and some utility workers called 9/11... Shortly after 8 a.m. Tuesday, the Lookout Mountain Fire Department responded to the scene. By the time the flames were extinguished, Johnson and her family had lost everything they owned. "I'm devastated, just devastated," said Johnson. Oh, did you know about the headline, just so you'll know about this too? Did you know that Roy Moore had a Jew lawyer that was, you know, they had, this is what got them all crazy, right? The mainstream media. He had a Jew lawyer. And his wife, you know, they claimed that he was an anti-Semite because he brought up George Soros, which, of course, was a great thing because they finally admitted that Soros was a Jew on the mainstream media. It actually tricked them into finally admitting it. However, his wife came out and said, if we hate Jews, then why do we have a Jew lawyer? And because she said Jew, that was a crime, in a sense. That was a horrible thing she said. Jew. See, it, just the word Jew, remember what Goebbels said about that? He said you can call a Jew anything, any name under the sun, and it'll just wash right off him like water on a raincoat. He said, but you call them a Jew, and they will recoil like a serpent, because they are serpents, right? They don't like to be called Jews. But they are Jews. What's wrong with calling them a Jew? Just like blacks, black, you know, black means black, Negro means black, nigger means black. They don't mind calling each other nigger, but they don't want anybody else to call them nigger. Jews don't mind calling each other Jews, but they don't want anybody else to call them Jew. See a trend? You see a little a trend happening here? Nobody appears to have been harmed in the blaze. Johnson and her husband were at work, and her grandson was at school. That fire is still under investigation. It's still under investigation, imagine? Of course, let's see, what does it say? Barton later released a statement saying the ongoing investigation does not lead us to believe that the fire is in any way related to Roy Moore or allegations made against him. More details will be released when warrants are obtained. So this woman lies, it is paid to lie, and her house burns down. What does that sound like to you? Well, oh, evidently the blacks believed they were the true Roman soldiers, by the way. Can you imagine a great empire like Rome if it was black? How long do you think it would last? Would it last even as long as Detroit lasted? I mean, these people are so self-deceived. They really are mentally ill. And the Jew coddles that along as time goes on, they say, because they're laughing at them too. You know, everybody knows niggas have never built any society at all that was worth anything. And they never will. They're not builders of society. They're people that tear down society just like the Jews. That's why I'm telling you, I swear they're the seed line of Cain just as much as the Jews are. Oh, this one, I like this story. You'll like this. Hero woman may be charged with a hate crime for bashing dangerous kike with glass box. Listen to this. Again, you know, it's just like, you know, you'll see the trend that the Jews teach the niggers to do these same things. Now listen to this. Remember, if you're going to be in a place with Jews, have something to defend yourself with. A large piece of glass will work. NFL heiress Jacqueline Kent Cook's scuffle with 52-year-old lawyer with a 52-year-old lawyer at a Manhattan restaurant last Sunday is now being probed as a hate crime for her alleged anti-Jewish remarks, the New York Daily News reported. Cook was arrested and charged Wednesday with second-degree assault for allegedly bashing Matthew Habercorn in the head with a $300 glass purse outside an Upper East Side restaurant. The two had gotten into a heated argument outside the restaurant after Cook and her boyfriend allegedly made anti-Jewish remarks to Habercorn and his family. That purse is just a solid glass box. Well, you know the old saying, people that live in stones shouldn't throw glass boxes. Yes. Habercorn said he had just finished dining when the socialite started the encounter by hurling the slur at his mom. This is how desperate and how much these Jews will lie. I went to the bathroom as we were leaving, Habercorn told the Post. She made a comment to my mother, "Hurry up, you Jew," as she was getting her jacket. Following her arraignment in Manhattan court on Thursday, prosecutors said they were investigating this case as a possible hate crime. Cook has filed a cross-complaint against Habercorn. You know, in other words, anytime you have an incident with a nigger, all they do is they say, oh, he said, he called me the N-word. He called me a nigger. Well, this is the same thing. You know what I mean? It's just great, though. I love that she smashed a glass box right over his head. And that's what they need. These kikes need to be... She smashed a kike, which means circle, with a square glass box. You understand? So these are some of the... This is news, by the way. I want you to understand. Zionist publication attacks Tucker Carlson for saying white people can experience racism. Evidently, I guess white people can't experience racism. Although... they can only give it out. They can't, it can't happen to them, us. You know what I'm saying? According to the mental cases that dwell on our earth. Let's see. Savage Nog punched white guy to death. Two monkeys and a coal burner killed a white woman. These are just some more of the headlines. Unbelievable. All right, let's take a look. Let's scan up some more over here. Let's look at the blacklisted news. Record 60-plus percent support legalizing marijuana in two distinct polls. But yet, all of a sudden, I want you to pay attention to things that are going on. All of a sudden, Jeff Sessions is going against legalized marijuana. Huh? You wouldn't think the timing. Now, Sessions has been quiet for a long time. You don't think there's something to the timing of all this, do you? The United States is the most evil country in the world. The Afghani people were letting the poppy fields wane down. They also didn't have their democracy that we need to bomb people back into the Stone Age in order to acquire their freedom. And ever since we've been over there, all of a sudden the poppy fields are just healthy as can be. See, we bring health. America brings health to evil. and brings evil to health. You understand? America allows the Jew. See, America is one big mercenary for the Jew. Not only are American soldiers mercenaries for the Jews, but through Freemasonry, the American police and justice system, and all the lawyers, practically all of them, and judges, and all the judiciary system, they're all mercenaries for the Jew. And then you have your spy agencies, your CIA, your FBI, et al., Homeland Security, and they're all mercenaries for the Jews. And then on top of that, you have all these transsexuals and Hollywood so-called stars are all mercenaries for the Jews as well. But let's not forget about Congress, because they are all mercenaries for the Jews as well. You're talking about the fact that the white race has the highest amount of traitors built right into it. And you wonder why Yahweh is not blessing America? You know, that cracks me up. People will say, God bless America. And you'll say, which God is that? And they look at you strangely. I know there's one God that's blessing America and his offspring. He's not a real God. He's just a fallen angel. But they like to call him God with a little G, or Father with a lowercase f. Yeah, that's the God that's blessing America. And let me not forget to add all the Negroes with Black Lives Matter and all that stuff, and all these new Muslims that we've got in here now, and all the people that are here to cause disruptions and to cause problems, and more white race traitors with Antifa and other things like that, and your communist groups besides the Freemasons. You're talking about a world that is working for the devil. And I had just figured out something. I don't know if I can think of it right now, but I'll let you know when I do think of it. Oh, yes, this, you'll find this interesting. I told you that most of the religions in the world, the God of those religions, including the Catholic Church, including the Latter-day Saints or Judeo-Christianity, anyone you can think about, they all have Lucifer as their god. But there is one religion that I know about that doesn't have necessarily Lucifer as their god. It's called science. And man is the god of that religion. They're the medical community. They also are mercenaries for the Jews. You see, because you need to have a license to become a doctor, and if you don't follow what the American Medical Association is, and the American Medical Association was created and run by Jews and still is, if you do not do what they tell you to do, you will not have a license. Listen to this. White House asks for $18 billion to build 700 miles of border wall. Why don't they ask Israel, can you give us back some of those billions? So you know all the trillions that you've stolen from us in the past few years or since 2001 in whatever happened before that? Would you mind giving us back $18 billion so we can build our border wall? I don't think they do that. Do you? Listen to this one. Sheriff makes ominous video bragging about using a small army to bust kids with marijuana or weed. Listen to this one. You probably haven't heard this one. Iran's former president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, arrested for inciting unrest. All he did, I read the article, all he did was he went against the government of today and he told them they're out of touch with what the people want. See, the government in Iran is doing what the government in all of our countries are doing. They're telling them it's our land. Everything's ours. You're our slaves. We don't work for you. You work for us. This is our land. This is all our money. It's our oil. It's everything. It's all ours. How about this headline? Oxygen is disappearing from the world's oceans at an alarmingly rapid pace. Oxygen disappearing. What do you think might cause that, If we were all just with our farms, we wouldn't have big corporations destroying the world, would we? Iran claims it has hard evidence of foreign meddling in protests. And I believe they do. We can already see that Donald Trump said that he wanted to support the people that were going against Iran. I tell you, I'm not liking what I'm seeing in our country right now. I'm not liking what's going on. See, the Jews have been waiting an awful long time to take revenge against the Iranian people because they're the ones that helped the white Israelite people to get over the Caucasus Mountains and out of slavery. And just as the Rothschilds waited 102 years to get revenge on the Russian, the Tsar and his family, they've been waiting a very long time to get this revenge on Iran. And I don't believe, I'm not 100% positive, but I'm almost 100% positive, that they don't have democracy. That's what Trump said. We need to get them democracy. You know, saying that you want to give somebody democracy is like saying, we need to give you a nice injection that will kill you and debilitate you. We need to give you democracy. That's like saying we need to give you cancer. Listen to this headline. You know how many Jewish companies hire undocumented immigrants? Listen to the headline now. I want you to listen now. Michigan dairy farmer gets prison time for hiring undocumented immigrants. See, he's just some guy like you and me. I think. I don't really know. Dennis Burke is his name. I don't think that's a Jew. See, it's like I told you with these governments. They don't set an example on how to act, which proves that they aren't incapable of leading. See, a good leader would lead by example, right? So they can all hire undocumented immigrants. Just don't you do that. Now, I'm not trying to defend the guy because I want him to hire undocumented immigrants. I would rather have the undocumented immigrants out of our country. It's just, I'm making the point. Listen to this headline. Social media has hijacked our brains and threatens global democracy. Now, there's a headline that makes kind of some sense. It threatens global democracy. There's not many countries left that don't have this wonderful form of government that you need, and you need it bad. I mean, you want to be free like me, right? You want to have your whole life stolen away from you, and you want to work, 50, 60 hours a week, and then go through traffic jams on the way to and from work. You want that, don't you? You didn't want the gift that Yahweh gave you of life on the farm. That's too boring, isn't it? You'd rather be a slave. See, it's like I broke it down like this. There's 168 hours a week. Let's say it takes you work 10 hours a day, and you go through a traffic jam on the way and to and from work for close to an hour a pop. Now it's a 12-hour day. You have 8 hours to sleep, and you can say, well, I only sleep 4 hours. Well, that's not good for your body. 8 hours sleep is required. So the balance is so far out of balance. See, you've got to work. You've got 8 hours to work, 8 hours to sleep, and 8 hours to yourself. And like I said, just like the federal government, it's encroaching on your other 8 hours. So if you work in 12 hours, 4 of those hours are already gone for that day, right? And then you have to go do errands and take care of your family and other things. So maybe if you're lucky, you might get 1 or 2 hours to yourself a day. I mean, that's living, isn't it? I mean, that's the way you would want to live. That's the way you see, God gave us a gift called life. And what you'd want to do is you want to make sure you spend as much time working full throttle. You don't want to ever have any real rest or anything like that. You want to be working full throttle all year long. See, friends, that's out of balance. Listen to this. Police chief arrested for soliciting agent posing as 14-year-old in online sting. I'm sure he'll get a promotion for that. He could become a senator now. Yeah, we're going to get rid of you, but don't worry. You love Israel, don't you? Oh, yeah, I knew you would. Well, and you're a Freemason? Oh, you're a police chief? Yeah, no problem. We'll set you up in Philadelphia. And you'll be a senator. Yeah. You love little children, right? Well, you have that all in common with them, too. Listen to the ego of this detestable. This guy is becoming detestable. In bizarre tweet storm, Trump defends his sanity. Quote, I am a very stable genius, unquote. I did tell you that genius means devil, didn't I? Oh, you'll say, well, I just looked it up and I didn't see that there. That's right, because Newspeak took it out of there. Go get yourself an old dictionary and look up the word. Genius. I proved that to somebody. They didn't believe me. And then I looked it up and I read it to them. They believed me then. Feds indicted Baltimore state senator, confessed to taking cash payments. Nathan, let's see if this is a Negro. I just want to see. Nathaniel T. Oaks. What do you think the chances are of this being a Negro? I mean, it could be a white guy. They take bribes too. Oh, sorry. It's a Negro. Oh, yes. He's wearing a Muslim headdress. And it says Nathaniel T. Oaks, American politician. Nathan T. Oaks is an American. Yeah, he's an American. Sure he is. Politician who represents District 41 in the Maryland State Senate. Isn't that something else? And he's part of the Democratic Party, the Communist Party. How did I know that Senator Oaks would be what he is? I must be a genius like Trump, and a very stable one, too. Federal prosecutors revealed in court documents that indicted State Senator Nathaniel T. Oaks confessed to taking cash payments in exchange for official business before becoming an FBI cooperator and upending another bribery investigation. Oh, those proud blacks begin to sing quickly. Yes, they do. Oh, I hope you're enjoying this news scan. I call it the headline scan. Oh, Eli sent something. What's this? Let's check it out. Judge Roy Moore issues statement after Alabama certifies Senate election results. Oh, I didn't get to finish that. Thank you. You reminded me of something I was talking about. The Jew lawyer that Roy Moore had donated to the other guy's campaign. Of course. I mean, what did you expect a Jew to do? You understand? Now, you know, usually one hand washes the other, right? So in other words, if you do business with me, I do business with you. If you sell cars and I sell batteries, or whatever, you know, I buy a car off you, you send people to buy batteries off me. We take one hand washes the other. Well, obviously, Roy Moore's Jew lawyer, he doesn't look at it that way. He supported the Jew Jones. I think the guy's got to be a Jew. Many people named Jones are Jews. I'm not saying he is. I can't tell you. His name is Democrat Doug Jones. Okay, what does it say? I'm going to read you this real quick. Election fraud experts across the country have agreed that this was a fraudulent election. Even the Secretary of State himself was forced to stop fraudulent and intimidating advertisements from an organization known as Highway 31, predominantly funded by the Democratic Senate Majority PAC. In other words, funded by the Communist Party of America is what that, let me translate that to you how it really is. Now, if Trump was wise, he would want somebody like Moore into his, into the Senate, wouldn't he? If he really was trying to do something. He endorsed him in everything. But he didn't put on, you know, I heard that, oh, Trump is going to look into. See, he just let this happen so that they could catch these people. But there's no evidence of that. This is all just cheap talk. Cheap talk. Here's another one. New York State Appellate Court says cell site location records have no expectation of privacy. Oh, let's look at the Alger Minor and we'll see some interesting things here. Listen to this. Now, this is something else Donald Trump is doing. Although, you see, I on the other hand of this thing, why are we supporting anybody? I also know that he took away funding from Pakistan and from the UN. That's all great. Yeah. We're not supposed to be. Why are we paying other people? Why don't you pay me some of that money? Headline, U.S. freezes $125 million funds for Palestinian refugees. Let's look at this one real quick. Did you want to join, Eli, or what's the story? If you want me to call you, I'll call you. Yeah, Eli says about Roy Moore, you got the skinny. That's what he gets for hiring a Jew liar lawyer. It's true. That is what you get. So let's just take a look at this. The United States has frozen $125 million in funding for a UN agency that provides aid to Palestinian refugees. Axios News site reported on Friday, citing three unidentified Western diplomats. The diplomats said funding, a third of the annual U.S. donation to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, was supposed to be delivered by January 1st, but was frozen until the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump finishes its review of U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority. Notice how there's no review to the U.S. aid of Israel. All right, I'm going to call Eli right now, folks. Let's see here. Let's try him up. All right, there he is. We're on the air, feller.
Thanks.
Are you there?
Yeah, hold on. I have to change my settings.
And your diaper?
Yeah, right. Okay, gotcha.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Glad you called. I'm this Judge Roy Moore election fraud. It's just crazy. I mean, they didn't count the voters of the servicemen that were, you know, didn't actually show up in state to vote. They were not counted, and most of those would have voted for Roy Moore. Okay. A couple of counties or districts had more voters than more votes than registered voters, and you know which party got all those votes, right? And that was funny. You pointed out that the Jew lawyer for for Moore actually voted for Doug Jones.
He supported him. Not even just voted for him. He donated to him.
Right.
Maybe I didn't say that. You know, it's just remarkable. You know what I mean? But you know how it is with businesses that, you know, one hand washes the other. You know what I mean? Usually that's how people do things. You know what I mean? You know, you did some business with me, then I'll do some business with you.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you do a good thing to a Jew, he'll stab you in the back every time. You know, that's what people, the Judeos are just utterly warped in their thinking about Jews and what they really are, right? Utterly warped. They have no clue. But, yeah, there's just a long list of voting irregularities. You know, I just put the link in the chat box there for you. Let me, and this is from CBS News. CBS News reports that with all counties reporting, the Alabama Secretary of State gave them the final vote count in yesterday's special election in Alabama. And it was 49.92% Doug Jones and 48.38% for Roy Moore. So it was a really close election.
Oh, did I tell you that they even were so desperate that they went and got the people in prison, the Negroes in prison, to vote for Jones too? But they didn't allow the service. But that's what I wanted to mention when you talked about
the servicemen to vote. Yeah, they didn't count the servicemen's vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. The idea that, well, of course, since the Democrats, you know, basically run the state, even though it's technically Republican, the fact is the Republican Party is almost as communistic as the Democratic Party in every state today. So the Republicans aren't backing Roy Moore just as they didn't back Donald Trump. Okay? It's populism. It's amazing that the election is this close. And they went ahead and certified the election anyway, you know. So they're desperate to get the election counted without any contest. But Roy Moore is going to contest the election, and my feeling is he's going to win.
But why didn't Donald Trump help him?
That's a good question.
You know that Donald Trump, if he really is who he's saying he is, and it's starting to not look that way. No. I don't want to talk bad about this guy, you know, because I think God has done some things with him. But, you know, like it's starting to look bad. Put these together. Put this all together.
Yes.
He says that we're going to move our thing and has said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. That's one big no-no. Now he's talking about taking not supporting and helping the Palestinian people that are going through this misery. Even though I don't want us to support any nations, including Israel.
Sure.
I'm just saying that
we should get out of international politics altogether. We have no business supporting any other country in any way, shape, or form. It's against our constitutional mandate, right?
Yeah.
And it's all Jew doing, right? But here, a pro-abortion Jones is the first Democrat to be elected to the U.S. Senate in Alabama in 25 years. Reportedly, absentee ballots from military service members have still not been counted. Well, how can you declare an election finished if all the ballots haven't been counted yet? All right. So, and then the situation is made urgent because of a ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court yesterday, shooting down a lower court requiring counties to preserve their digital voting records. In other words, Alabama counties can destroy voting records with the blessing of the state Supreme Court.
See, this election, you know what this looks like to me? I'm serious. And if the people, I know they have to be seeing this the way it really is. You have to realize, I was just talking about the fact where as a leader of a nation or leaders of your state or of the government or anything, you're supposed to lead by example. So what they're telling the American people is that you should be liars. We don't obey the laws, and you know we're teaching you to do that. Even though they're saying you have to obey implicitly, but we don't have to. See, it doesn't work that way. If you don't obey the laws, you're not going to have a nation of law obeyers if you're not going to lead by example. This is so corrupt and so bad that it is going to cause it to be rotten from the core all the way through the apple.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, the apple's rotten.
Why should we obey the laws if they're not going to obey the laws?
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's what white people are going to start doing. They're going to see that everything's so corrupt. And the Bundy trial in Nevada is being shown to be totally corrupt. The government railroading all these innocent people, all these ranchers, so that the Clintons could get the uranium rights in Nevada and Oregon and Washington State. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's finally coming out. That much Trump is doing good, right? So Trump has been a mixed bag. Just one more here from this, the irregularities. There are allegations of buttloads. Buttloads of Democratic voters were brought into voting stations, as well as calls for, quote, African Americans in neighboring states to vote in Alabama. They wouldn't do anything like that, would they?
They've been doing that for years.
Yes.
But if they ever caught us doing something like that.
Oh, it'd be headlines, nonstop headlines. Right?
Incredible what's going on. See, I don't, it's over, because what I was just talking about is those are mercenaries for the Jews. And I talked about all the mercenaries for the Jews. I don't think there's a higher quota of race traitors than in the white race.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Because, well, it's because the Jews target our people, the so-called blue bloods, the rich white people, mainly the East Coast liberals, and now they're pretty much spread all across the country, and the Judeo-Christians. They're nothing but Jew shills as well. So it's race traitors all over the place that, follow the money. They go for the money and an easy life rather than true Christianity, which true Christianity is a very difficult life. It means you have to be honest all the time, right? And most people don't have the willpower to do that. They just don't, okay? Not by people, I mean white people, okay? But listen to this. Democratic activists also engaged in other shenanigans. George Soros. And you mentioned that George Soros was finally outed as a Jew in mass media.
See, that was the miracle of the Roy Moore thing. See, they wouldn't admit he was a Jew. They only overcalled him George Soros, billionaire, what do you want to call it?
Philanthropist.
Yes, right. They never, ever. See, I told people, I said, George Soros is a Jew. They said, he is. Nobody knows he's a Jew, right? So now they got suckered.
He's just like Henry Kissinger.
They got suckered into that, man. They got suckered. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a question, who's going to die first, Kissinger or Soros? I hope they both drop dead tomorrow. Anyway,
so do I.
Soros-funded organizations had registered thousands of convicted felons, you mentioned that, the convicted felons, to vote in yesterday's special election. Now, why is this outsider, this alien Hungarian Jew, tampering in American politics? Has anybody brought up that issue? This guy's an alien.
You know the answer, but isn't it funny? Nobody else knows the answer.
Yeah, outside of identity, very few people know the answers to these questions, right? to begin, candidate Doug Jones spearheaded a project by a Soros-financed legal activist group demanding full voting rights to be given to felons released from prison, including those convicted of murder, rape, and other violent crimes. But a white person can go to prison for using the N-word, and he'll be there for life.
Yeah, well, right? This is sometimes you have to wonder if that's really is the truth, or if that's just scare tactics. I mean, you know, can you really prove it? But how about this headline? I'll bet you love this one. Okay. And tell me what you really think this means. It's talking about Bernie. It shows a picture of Bernie, and it says this quote, The Republicans are now the party of identity politics.
Okay.
Now, I know what I wish that was saying, but tell me, what does that really mean?
Well, the liberal terminology there is that you identify with a certain subgroup. It could be a racial group. It could be a transgender group, et cetera, et cetera. And then if you don't recognize their identity politics, then you're a scumbag, okay, or a Christian or a constitutionalist.
And the Jews are trying to – I mean, these liberals are trying to say
it's
that that's not the way –
It's just a divisional tactic. But it's just another way to divide people.
That's exactly how the Jews are. If you don't believe – and the liberals, if you don't believe that the way they believe, you're a scumbag.
Yeah.
Antifa, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what, is this the kettle calling the, you know, the pot black? Or what the hell's going on here? In other words, it's the same old thing. Nobody sees that these accusations are really the ones who fire these accusations off are the ones that are the most guilty of them.
That's right. Yeah, always accuse your enemy of what you really are. Right?
And this is fear.
I mean, the propaganda machine is working quadruple overtime in cranking out nonsensical headlines, you know, constantly trying to change our culture, right? And who was the one legislator who's retired now who predicted about 4 or 5 years ago in a video and publicly stated that there is going to be a push toward making bestiality acceptable, transgenderism acceptable? He predicted this 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, and it's absolutely
Tom DeLay.
Happened.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Tom DeLay.
Oh,
Tom
that's
DeLay.
Who said that? I didn't know who said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And guess it's happening now. I mean, and then even worse, this biogenic, a Borg-type half-human, half-machine, they're trying to put that into effect too. And, you know, the genetic manipulation between humans and pigs, humans and other animals, this is all going on right now. I mean, they're going absolutely crazy with all of this, tampering with our DNA. It's absolutely incredible. And nobody's questioning it. It's just business as usual. And unfortunately, you know, if it's business, Donald Trump is probably for it, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah. So here again, Donald Trump does a few things that look good, but in the main, you know, he's totally surrounded by Jews. His declaration that Jerusalem should be the capital city of the Jews and blah, blah, blah doesn't look good. You know,
Let me mention this little thing. The Donald Trump says how he wants to make, you know, how they put in the package. They took it down from 35% to 21% for the companies so that that'll attract companies back to America. But, you know, they're harassing Bitcoin and this and that. Mm-hmm. So that they have to leave America. Now, instead of having all that business, in it, you see the hypocrisy? See, somebody wants to hold Bitcoin back because obviously the wrong people have a hold of it at this point, or else they'd be promoting it.
Yeah, Bitcoin is indecipherable. It can't be traced. So that means that the banksters don't know what you're doing with your own money.
Okay. Oh, that's terrible because if anything we need is the banksters knowing exactly what we're doing with all of our money. Yeah.
That's right.
See, that all happened after 9/11, and that was the purpose of that whole thing.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100% that 9/11 was a big mistake on the part of the Jews. It caused an upswell of anti-establishment people who realize how government the government corruption has taken over America. These people are slowly becoming Jew savvy.
Yeah, well, also the next mistake they make, they haven't stopped making mistakes. The bringing in all these people into our nation, this is I think it's almost even bigger of a mistake than 2001, 9/11. Yeah. I really do. I mean, this is the fastest waking up of all waking ups. You know, it really does. You know, a lot of people will try to tell you that Mazzini quote, you know, the quote from Albert Pike. But think about this quote. Yeah. Think about the quote, right? He says that they would cause a social cataclysm between the Christians and Muslims. And I'm just paraphrasing here. And he said that they would unleash the nihilists and the atheists.
Right.
And this social cataclysm would destroy and leave the Christians without compass. What he means by that is without direction. In other words, there's no more looking to God. Now, you think are we not in the middle of a social cataclysm between the two of us? In other words, since they started
hell on earth.
Since they started the war and they went over there to supposedly give them democracy, they couldn't. That didn't start the war because those people can't even compete with us that way, right? So they brought the war to write directly to our countries. They brought them into our countries.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's brought an caches of weapons with them.
But it's all over the white world. You know, in the first Muslim invasion was repulsed by the white Christian nations. Okay. But the Jews were with the Muslims in that day, financing them and urging them on and egging them against the white nations. Okay. Now the Jews have totally infiltrated the white nations and have invited them in. Okay. That's why I refer to them as Jewslims. They're not Muslims. They're Jewslims. Okay. The Jews dictate politics in Arabia just as much as they dictated in the West. Okay. So, but what we see here is the West. Yeah, I agree. The white race traders who in Europe have been so socialized / communized that they can't tell up from down have no problem with this invasion.
No, as a matter of fact, you got to realize that when you think about what's going on in Sweden, right, and they're defending the people that are doing the rapings.
That's right.
And these are the police.
Liberals,
now, when you're talking about
the police.
Right. No, the police are not stopping it. And they are arresting people that are doing anything against these Muslims. And if anyone tries to stop any of this stuff, they would arrest them. But they'll let this go on and let their own racial brethren and sisters be torn apart like that and ripped apart by people.
I mean, you have to give the Jews credit. They did a tremendous job of brainwashing virtually an entire race of people. Number one, into believing that they're God's chosen. And number two, that we should support that cesspool of a state they call Israel. That it's pure evil. It's all pure evil, and yet people think it's good. Well, but most of them are taking money.
But how can the police? People. How can the police turn on their own people that way? This is something I question.
Well, that's incredible. That's what I said. The Jews have done such a tremendous job of brainwashing and controlling the economies of all white nations that this is possible. Ordinarily, it would be impossible for the authorities to persecute their own race and allow invaders to do the dirty work. It's Rotherham in England. For 10 years, authorities, white Brits, looked the other way and often assisted the Muslim rapists who were attacking and, in a couple of cases, murdered white girls in Rotherham.
Well, you wait till Yahweh. Mm. I mean, you got to pity these people, even though I hate my white brethren that would do these things.
That's
I'm
right.
sorry. I hate no, them. I, mean, I hate them even more than the Jew.
Yeah. And that proves that you're not a racist, David, because you criticize your own people. Right. We're not racist. The whites are the least racist people on the face of the earth. And you're right. The Jews are the most racist. They're just very clever about it, and they control the newspapers so nobody is aware of their racist activities.
Well, that's what the Gehilla does, right?
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to inject this Roy Moore article. Just one more here. Did Roy Moore receive 953 votes to Doug Jones' 5,327 in a town of 1,867 registered voters?
Doesn't sound like it adds up.
No, it sure doesn't, but that's Jewish. That's Jewish math.
Have you ever seen the time? Have you ever seen the time where there was this so-called Christian minister, and it was at a Democratic Party event, and this Jew gets up on the stage and he says, "We want to, we're going to do it by the volume of how high you scream with yes or no." Right? I don't know if you've ever seen this, right? So he gets up there and they're going to vote to make Israel a friend or so. I can't remember the exact thing, but it's something to do with the Jews, right? So the people get up there and the people that scream the loudest are the ones that have a no vote. So they're freaking out and they're going, "Oh my God, I can't believe." I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do that once again. Let's try that once again. So the same result happened the second time. And then he said, "Well, we're going to do that one more time." The same result happened again. The louder was no. And so they said, That means that, okay, we are going to put this amendment through then. Good. Thank you. I'm serious. I got this. I got this. Someday I'll show it to you. It's absolutely.
That's Jew politics. Right. They don't care about democracy. Democracy is just a code word for Jewish control of a culture. That's all it is, you know. And the liberals are so hypocritical when they use the term democracy, because whenever they lose an election, they do everything in their power to overthrow the results of the election. Now, you know, Judge Roy Moore has every right to contest this election based on the election fraud. The evidence of election fraud is overwhelming, okay? And then all these accusations that he was molesting women, you know, not a shred of evidence suggesting that any of these events occurred, while the mass media has been protecting Bill Clinton for 20, 30 years and his rapes of all kinds of women, and his so-called wife has been filing nuisance lawsuits against those same women to drive them away, you know, and not allow them to testify.
Well, do you realize what the purpose of all this man bashing is? I'm going to tell you a little secret in case you don't realize this. And it's being confirmed every day. I just confirmed it again today. There was this fella on The Guardian that said, because of all these corrupt men in business, we need more women running the world. And that is exactly what the agenda is. See, they're using when Harvey Weinstein and Weiner and all these
Weinstein,
most of these people other than Moore are all Jews. Whether it's Al Franken and on and on, right? So this means that we need to get men out of politics and have more women running the world. That's what this man was saying. That's what they're trying to drum up the agenda to be. Or in other words, men can't control themselves, but women can. Sure they can.
Yeah, right.
Why
are there so many prostitutes?
But what it translates to is the world is, again, doesn't know that Al Franken's a Jew. Doesn't know that Harvey Weinstein. See, what we don't need more of. No, we don't need more women running government. What we need is less Jews running government. You see, not less men, less Jews.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, and because the feminist movement is totally run by Jews, you're absolutely right. That's why they want more women in politics, because the Jews control feminist politics. They have from the very beginning.
But white man is being blamed for all these touchings and everything. And it's really Jews that are doing all these touchings, most of them. That's my point. In other words, they don't know that those aren't white men. And so they're taking advantage of that, like as if everybody doesn't know Al Franken's a Jew. They just sort of overlook all this touching, you know, when it's a
by
Jew.
Jews.
And just say, well, it's a white
a lame
man that
apology
did that.
And they carry on, right? Whereas Judge Roy Moore gets crucified because he's a Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it works. Yeah. Now we're seeing that all of these Jews are literally getting away with rape, murder, child molestation, right? And the many Hollywood actors have come out and blown the whistle. Yet mainstream media still refuses to touch the story. But Roy Moore is crucified for just being accused, right?
Yeah.
And what's the difference between the Soviet Union and America today? If a Jew accuses you, you're guilty.
Well, yeah, naturally. Mm-hmm. And that's Talmudic law right there.
Right.
No, really. Talmudic law. I mean, they can even kill you. They can kill you.
Right. Roy Moore's lawyer turned against him, stabbed him in the back. Well,
I wonder what would happen if Roy didn't pay his bill.
Yeah.
you
should pay that kike lawyer.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You should pay him, right? But then he'll get the ACLU and the ADL and B'nai B'rith and the Mossad.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you something right now. That was Freemasonry and the Mossad Iran. I guarantee it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, guarantee it. What? You know that Israel had just I remember these things because as I read them, they had just given awards to six, I believe, Mossad unit groups for worldwide events. In other words, they didn't say what events or anything like that. I'm sure that France is one of them. I'm sure that in America they've had them as well. But I guarantee you, and of course Syria, those Mossad units, and they'll have Freemasons that are in the area, yeah, will all participate. Guaranteed that's what happened in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews, yeah, had no problem coming out and saying, we support that totally. Number two, there's something that's funny that with Iraq, okay? All along the Jews have wanted to split, divide again, hello?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Split Iraq into three sections. Yeah. Sunni, Sufi, and Kurds, okay? And the reason, right, they wanted to split the Kurdish off was because the Kurds have the oil. They have a lot of the oil part. Right? I'm sure the rest, yeah, has oil too, but they wanted to get that division happening. Well, that sort of stopped happening, and the Jews tried to get it to happen at the last moment again. They said that they were going to turn the Kurdish state into the new Israel, like the second Israel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See? So you see, they wanted to get themselves some oil-rich land.
Well, here again is the hypocrisy, you know, because the CIA, Mossad, and all these secret agencies that are working for, you know, Jew-controlled governments supported Saddam Hussein and Iraq against the Kurds. He used all kinds of chemical weapons against them, and you're absolutely right. The point there was to weaken the Kurdish people so they could take their oil away from them, and eventually that's what happened. So the CIA, Mossad, probably the European Union as well, supported Iraq against the Kurds. And then they stabbed him in the back, Saddam Hussein, because they didn't need him anymore. Because why? Well, now they want to take Iraq's oil away. All right?
Yeah, yeah, so well, this they're going to take it. They are going to take it.
Dealing with these people.
They have a central bank now.
Yeah, exactly.
The CBI.
And that's what happened to Libya.
Yep.
That's what happened to Libya. They had no central bank. Now the first thing that happened after they murdered Gaddafi was they set up a Rothschild central bank.
I was in Saudi Arabia years ago, and I'm going to tell you what I saw there. The reason why they recruit these Muslims, they have nothing to do. They're like niggas.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Negroes, whatever. They don't have anything, yeah, to do all day.
Right.
They're just sitting around state, doing nothing all day
playing
long.
Playing in a sandbox.
Yeah, but they're bored. There's nothing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no women to look at. There's nothing to do. When I was over there, I was like, oh my God, this place is like, I called it the toilet bowl of the world. Seriously.
That's Al-Qaeda. That's what Al-Qaeda means. It means the toilet.
Yeah, well, it is the toilet. It really is. Yeah,
right.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, that's why they're willing to come out of their own country and come into these countries and do what they're doing.
Yeah, anything but this, right? It's total boredom.
Yeah. It's like this is exciting. Yeah. They get to actually look at some signs on a wall or something, you know what I mean? Or yeah, see some city lights or see,
yeah,
some
shoot guns.
Hot-looking women.
Blow things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is nothing to do in those places.
All right. Well, this is the problem with just about all Arab countries, and most of them being Muslim countries. But even there, they're Muslim in name only. The leaders of those countries don't practice Islam. They just make a show, you know, of practicing Islam. And then you have all this infighting with the different Islam groups anyway. So, but nevertheless, all this unrest and dissatisfaction is fertile ground for terrorism, for hiring terrorists at a very low price. Because as you said, they're bored. They got nothing else to do. And this is why you see all of these men between the ages of 18 and, say, 34, 35, so-called refugees, being brought over to Europe to rape our women.
Right. Well, and they're told that they can get away with it. I saw signs that say, come to Sweden. You can do this. And it shows you right on the sign. Shows a couple of, yeah, guys holding down a blonde woman.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, basically – Yahweh is testing all these races, and you know, nobody realizes. But you know, all we had to do is take a brief look at why civilizations fall, and if we didn't want to look at any other place, we should look at the longest civilization. Well, who came in to Constantinople? Who came into the longest lasting empire? The Muslims.
Well, it was
the Jews brought the Muslims in there, right?
Exactly. The Jews cooperated to bring the Muslims in. It lasted 1,000 years and was finally overthrown by Islam with the cooperation of the Jews, just like Spain, just like Europe today.
And France, right. Islam, so in other words, nobody knows that happened in history, and nobody knows that the Byzantine Empire, what caused it to fall, or what caused it to be the longest lasting empire. Nobody knows that today.
The Jews under control. It would not allow Jews to operate, occupy positions of authority.
And what does that prove to you, too? That proves to you that even when you are merciful to these Jews, there is no mercy coming back to you.
No.
Because they're just sitting in your land, infesting your land. Even if they're not able to participate in doing it, they're planning on destroying way through.
Absolutely. They're always conniving the overthrow of the regime. It just took them 1,000 years to overthrow Byzantium.
Yeah, they did finally it in Rome, too. The same thing happened in Rome. Yeah. They had their own communities, and there were problems there. But they helped move it along very quickly. So, yes. You know, obviously at the time of the Byzantine Empire, they learned what, you know, from history. But after that time, everybody forgets about history every 10 years. We can't see why the American Empire is falling.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Rome fell from corruption within with the Jew bankers financing treason within Rome, okay?
Not only treason, Eli, but they were the prime movers of the slavery movement in all of time. You know, this stuff where they just, you know, they're just finding out now that the Jews are the ones that brought the slaves to America. Well, they, in Rome, when Rome would go in and smash a city down, they'd be in there with them, and they'd be grabbing the people as slaves.
Yeah. Well, it's utterly amazing that Europe has just capitulated because, you know, these Barbary Coast pirates, who were Islamic pirates financed by Jews, were rebuffed by the white people of Europe in bygone ages. Today, they're just sitting by watching the invasion, and nobody in Europe, not a single politician, maybe Austria is, you know, and Hungary and maybe Czechoslovakia and Poland are beginning to resist.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah.
Did you notice that the resistors are almost always men? See, do you now know why the theme is we need more women in government? Now, when you look at Germany, it's women in government that caused that nation to go down.
That's
when you look
at
Sweden, it's women. I know there's a couple of men in there too. Don't, you know, we don't have to freak out about it. But I'm telling you, the more women that are in government, the faster the world will go right down the toilet. And I know women are going to get mad at me for saying that, but you look at that and tell me that I'm not telling you the truth. Look at England.
The presupposition is that women are more compassionate than men. but that only applies to the family, you know, because women, Yahweh created women to be, you know, nurturers and to take care of the children and make sure, because it takes years, you know, to raise properly an infant white child, okay? And somebody has to go out and work and support the family, and that's just the way Yahweh designed it, okay? So when women get into politics, they misplace that compassion to other races.
I agree. But not only do they misplace that compassion. See, what it is when they grow up childless, they don't know what love is and don't know how to love another person, right? So they're the perfect candidate to be in government.
So they find a substitute. Government!
Yeah, that's their husband. But, you know, notice how that they don't care about those women. You know, they're supposed to be compassionate women, caring and hating men and caring about women, but they don't care about those women that are being... they're not going to do anything about
it. That's the hypocrisy again. They don't care. about other women getting raped as long as they're not the ones getting raped.
Yeah, but why is that? I thought they were more compassionate.
Well, exactly. It's not. It's not true. That means women are just as bribable as men, right?
Yeah.
And they tend to misplace their compassion more readily than men do. Okay. So, you know, that's a real problem. And the other side of the coin, let's be totally fair, women, white women especially, have been the targets of all of this brainwashing in our colleges for, what, 40, 50, 60 years now.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah. And men now are rejecting college because it's so anti-white male. So, and actually, that's a good thing because the less college graduates we have, the fewer brainwashed people we have.
Right.
All right.
See, that'll keep them out of the Jewish corporations because they see the reason why, you know, this sounds funny, but this is really what it's all about. See, you don't need a college education to be an intelligent man or to be a good worker in a corporation. The only reason you need that indoctrination is because that was enabled to impoverish you and your family and indoctrinate you so that you could come into the work atmosphere. See, in other words, that was something, in order to get the job, you need to have a BS. Get it? A BS?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Sure. CBS? No, you know what I'm saying? In other words, the reason is they could keep you out of it. In other words, you're going to come in and you're going to toe the line of political correctness.
Right.
And
right.
You're going to.
Yeah. I see that the whole system is beginning to self-destruct because the whole operation of student loans to get you into college and turn you into a flaming commie fag liberal nutcase is backfiring because these kids are graduating from college and they know absolutely nothing. They have no saleable skills. They don't know anything about economics or even bookkeeping or accounting. They all have degrees in socialism, various forms of or feminist studies, right?
Yeah.
You can't fix a car with that. You can't build a road with that. You can't do anything practical with that. Nothing. So the system is, and one of the posts I did recently showed that even liberal college professors are getting fed up with political correctness.
It's a form of slavery. It's a form of slavery.
It is slavery, mental slavery. Yeah.
Did you know this is something I think is good news. It says the Arab League to lobby UN to recognize Palestinian state. Now, I last week on my news, or if it's the one that you just heard, I talked about this Jew who runs basketball.
Okay,
and he went in there and he acted like he erased the Palestinian state as recognizable for the Jews. He did that right now. This Chinese airline put it that when you're flying to Israel, you're flying to the Palestinian territories, which I thought was very amusing, right? So they're trying to pretend that they are a recognized state and that the people that live there, that they stole their land, is not a recognized state. You understand? That's why the Arab League is to lobby UN to recognize Palestinian state. What do you mean recognize it? It was around before the Jews were.
Exactly. Exactly.
What do you mean recognize it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it just shows the UN is it's nothing but a paper tiger. It's actually owned by the Rothschilds and created by the Rothschilds anyway. There would be no Israeli state without the UN. So it's all smoke and mirrors. All of these resolutions. How many resolutions has the UN passed against the Israeli state? None of them have been enforced. It's got to be over 200. Not one action by the UN has been taken against the Israeli state, despite its horrible human rights, human trafficking, sex slavery, et cetera, et cetera. Horrible, horrible. Yet nothing is done.
Everything's out of balance.
Because the Jews own it. That's why. The Jews own it.
Everything is false weights and measures. Everything is out of balance. And this is why Yahweh. See, in other words, you could almost read the Bible right from the beginning. And Yahweh took the void, and out of chaos he created order, because that's what we're in chaos. There's nothing left here. What's here now?
It's all corrupt. You can't get a fair trial. Illegal aliens have more rights than American citizens.
Truth is not a defense.
Is that right? And if you're a Canadian and go to watch a trial in Germany, you'll be arrested for Holocaust denial. Right?
Yeah, see, it's too far out of balance at this point.
It's all crazy. There's no justice anywhere.
The justice system is a joke, and there's another mercenary of the Jews, what I was saying. It's like all of the white race has become mercenary of the Jews, except for the regular, most of the regular. Yeah. So in other words, about two-thirds of our race living today are useless dung. And no wonder Yahweh's going to top them off.
Yeah, even the white nationalists, because the white nationalists falsely believe that the Jews are the Israel of the Bible.
All right. Well,
David Duke.
We've come to the end of the show, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. This has been a News Bite special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.